There was a bicycle rodeo at Travis Primary School Friday morning out in front of the school. More than 150 children in 7 first grade classes received bicycle helmets purchased by Hopkins County Memorial Hospital. And I talked with Hopkins County EMS shift captain Danny Wilburn.
Well, we're teaching kids a couple of bike safety tips. Where the deadliest spot in America is on a bicycle, generally. There's a couple that we're going to review today and teach them a little bit. But first, you can't ride a bike unless you have a helmet. So,
does that make me look better?
Well, it's going to protect your melon, Don.
Oh,
so
okay.
We got to make sure you don't get a head injury.
I appreciate
okay?
that.
So all the kids are getting a free bike helmet. We've sized them up so that they fit. We're going to teach them how to put them on, how to take them off. We get them on a bike, and we get them at the end of their driveway. Almost the deadliest spot in America for a kid on a bike is right at the end of their driveway because they don't look. They just ride right out in the road. So we're teaching them to stop there, look both ways before they ride out into the road. Then our next station is the crazy crossroads is what we call it.
Oh, okay.
We teach them to get off of their bike, to look both ways, and to walk that bike across an intersection because they're much faster on their feet than they are on their bike from a dead stop. So if a car comes by, they can ditch the bike and get out of the way. So the other two stations are just a real fun, works on balance and control. We have a rock dodge station where they go around one and then go through two. And the last one is a slow race where the last one across the finish line is the winner. And that just works on balance and control. So,
how many groups are helping out here today? I see quite a few groups.
The Health Science Technology is here. So that they come and they help us with the first grade kids. So sometimes we have a lot of students that come help. Sometimes we don't because of testing and stuff like that, scheduling problems. But we got a lot today. We're fortunate we had a lot today.
Where all the bicycles come from?
The kids bring their bikes.
Okay.
So we encourage them. They have to sign a release form. The parents get a letter. And we encourage them to bring their bikes. So if they don't have one, we just let them borrow someone else's for just this short period of time.
Yeah, trying to get these kids into helmets, that's very important. I'm sure, you know, if they're involved in accidents, that head injuries are a big part of the problem.
Oh, yeah, it's a very big part of the problem. I mean, that's one of the things that we're not very good at fixing, you know.
Yeah.
We can set a broken bone, but head injuries and stuff like that, we just can't fix that very well. So we're trying to prevent it.
Kids look like they're having a good time here.
They generally do have a good time, and it's a good time to come out here and just watch them. You know, you can put a helmet on a kid, and they're just, some of them will just light up. So we're going to give them a helmet and a sticker and some information to take home to mom and dad. So they'll have fun.
Sulphur Springs High School senior Star Resendiz was one of the students helping out.
Well, tell me, Star, tell me about your role here today. You're with the
HST.
HST.
Yes.
And that stands for?
It's Health Science Technology.
Uh-huh.
So we just basically Monday we go to like a nursing home, Tuesdays and Thursdays for me, and Fridays is like we shadow at the hospital, vets and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And today is like it's bike helmet rodeo, and we're just teaching the safe way to ride a bike. And right now I'm doing is we're at the driveway. And then there's a road at the end, of course, and we're gonna stop because it's the most dangerous spot at the road. So there's cars, so we're gonna look both ways,
yeah.
And that's what we're doing today.
Might save a life here.
That's what they said. We're saving lives.
Are you interested in health field?
Yes, sir. I want to be an RN.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yes.
Well, good luck today, and I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
KSST News.